The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the good internet. We don't seek results that are just ordinary because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the NCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit cwsc.us. Look for the NCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group intellect. And together, we can remake the world. This has been a public service announcement from Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio, number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Askir Muhammad, and I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very core of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helped us to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, and to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversation. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM360.
Civil rights. What are civil rights? The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a landmark civil rights and labor law in the United States that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. It prohibits unequal application of voter registration requirements and racial segregation in schools, employment, and public accommodation. Welcome to Care on Air. I am your stand-in host for today, Martha Nyla Abdullah. As always, we seek refuge with the Creator of all life, everything that exists. We seek refuge with the Creator. Seeking refuge means to seek protection. Where we find our civil rights, we find them in the Revelation. So as we seek refuge with the Creator, the One, we openly declare that Allah, the one God, is one, the one, to be worshipped, served, revered, and there are no partners with Allah. No other partner can grant us protection better than Allah. No other partner can grant us wisdom and knowledge, freedom, and life, and liberty, and justice, and all the benefits that are deemed for the human being. Those benefits have been deemed by the one God, the one Creator, Allah, and therefore no partners whatsoever share in that. And we acknowledge that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. For his life represents the fulfillment of all revelation. So we want to follow the best code there is We want to know what civil rights is, how to live with it, connecting with it, acknowledging it, displaying it, not cutting corners with it. Civil rights, being a civilian, being human. We go to human rights. And when we discuss human rights, then we understand that those human rights include civil rights. Human rights, the dignity that has been prescribed by the Creator, giving honor, making honorable all of the human family. So when we look, let's look at human rights specifically, shall we? Human rights. First, acknowledging from Quran on human rights. In Quran, the rights have been bestowed upon the humans, including the right to life and peaceful living, as well as the right to own, protect, and have property protected. And the Islamic economic jurisprudence. In the Arabic text, the Quran, it is considered the primary source of authority. The Quran is a relatively, when we say short book, it contains many words. But the words are action-oriented. The sentences, the chapters, the verses, everything is action-oriented, denoting or indicating the feminine and the masculine presentation. Now we're going to go and read, I'm going to read from this particular resource. And this is from December 1st, 2017. The human rights according to Quran. In Islam, the facts about Muslims and the religion of Al-Islam. All on human rights. This is by Azra Awan. That's A-D-A-Z-R-A, last name A-W-A-N. Title, Why Islam? But the Human Rights in Islam. We live in an age that is striking in its unprecedented technological sophistication. Unfortunately, the prejudices and inequities that have plagued the human race historically continue to exist and are responsible for untold human suffering. It is in this context that the subject of human rights is especially pertinent. This brochure, and referring to the brochure on human rights, explains the origins of human rights in Islam, detailing the comprehensive and progressive entitlements Islam, Al-Islam, advocates on various issues afflicting the world today. What constitutes human rights? Can we come to a common understanding of these liberties and thereby ensure that these are universally granted to every member of society? These questions have been the subject of historic documents, such as the Magna Carta, the French Declaration of the Rights of Man, the American Bill of Rights, and the Geneva Convention. What is often overlooked, however, is that these questions have also been addressed by various religious traditions. The Islamic model of human rights in particular is striking in its rigor, its vision, and its relevance to modern times. The distinguishing feature of human entitlements in Islam is that they are the natural outcome of a broader practice of faith, deeds, and social behavior that Muslims believe are divinely mandated. The Quran, the book, holy book of Al-Islam, says, and this is Surah 16, Ayat 90, and we'll go there and read. Surah 16, Ayat, verse 90. We like to read the verses before and after. So we go to Surah 16. It is entitled The Bee, Surah An-Nahl, An-Nahl. And we say An-Nahl, I'm making the and nahl, the hard sounding H, and it is considered the B, and we know the benefits of the B. So let's go to the ayat that's just before and after surah, after ayat 90. I apologize for the time here and having to squint my eyes. I didn't bring my glasses in. And if you allow me, I'll go and get my glasses here. Okay, let's see. Maybe you can stretch it somewhat. All right. Surah An-Nahl. I'm going to read the first ayah, all right? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, that which takes us away from the remembrance of Allah and the command. We seek refuge with Allah from that, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We share now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم. We're going to take a pause right here and we will be, inshallah, we'll be right back. We're reminding you that you're listening to American Muslim 360 broadcast, the most listened to Islamic station in the nation. And we welcome you here as we are inviting everyone to go to am360.org or go to cwsc.us and you can press on AM360, American Muslim 360 broadcast, and hear the broadcast live or podcast. You can also look at the calendar and see what presentations have aired and those that you want to listen to specifically. You can make your choice. And for those that you want to listen to live and you want to go on the streaming, you have the 24-hour streaming. you dial 701-719-4197. Or you can listen live by dialing, if you aren't already with us, listen by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You'd like to leave comments on our comment line, then you can dial 910-317-0297. And of course, you can leave comments on the website when you go to cwsc.us. Or if you have a question you'd like to have answered or you want to communicate with someone based on a certain complaint or anything that you have on your mind, or you want to become a partner with American Muslim 360 Broadcast or the General Intelligentsia of Community Washura Conference, then go to the search box on the website on your top right and type in the word that clearly states what you're looking for, and you will be guided to in the search for that. And then you can leave your comment at any time at the end of any of the presentations that's there on the website. Don't forget the bookstore. Don't forget, always press the donate button and assist financially if you choose. But we welcome you to become a volunteer here with American Muslim 360 Broadcast in one arena. But there are other intelligentsia that CWSC, the Community-Wide Share Conference, being the parent body, offers to us all. We're going to take a pause here and share with you two public service announcements, and we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360. You know, nearly 10 years ago, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullahu Alayh, the twin servant of peace, and I had a dream inspired by Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, to provide all of us, especially the common believer, a place where their intellects would be respected and their voices protected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned what was once a dream into now a clear reality. It's been over a wonderful 10 years that all of you have joined this groundswell of community dialogue, work, and pride in what has become now an American Muslim institution beyond just one person or family, but now inclusive of a national group intellect. It hasn't been easy getting here, but then nothing worth fighting for ever is. It's taken a lot of dreaming, aspiring, inspiration, faith, financial sacrifice, and a great deal of work, and more work. And now the time has come to take a pause, to reflect and celebrate in grand fashion the building of the American Muslim 360 and our entire intelligentsia. I'm inviting you to join me, the network, CWSC, all of our supporters around the country and even abroad, and the Masajid and other institutions, and all our faith brethren of Christians, Jews, and others for a grand celebration on March 5th, 2020, to the beautiful island of Cozumel in the Western Caribbean, aboard the Carnival cruise ship Paradise. This is not a fundraiser, but a true celebration of you and the many thousands of voices and intellects that tune in weekly to share, think, and help remake the world. And that means that we're using the power of our group intellect to make this family, friend, and community cruise affordable for all. So visit cwsc.us right now to get the best prices. Although the cruise is in 2020, we only have until this month to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabins and sharing the cruise with your family, friends, church, mosque, synagogue, or other faith institutions now. Finally, I want to thank all of our honorary participating institutions across the country who have joined with us in a great display of interfaith unity so that we might provide the best welcome for our interfaith brethren. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and I look forward to celebrating with all of you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world. Blessings always. Assalamu alaikum.
And we're back, dear listening audience, and thank you for your patience. We go directly to 4 Ann. And we were reading from the first ayah. We said the Arabia. And now Yusuf Ali's rendering. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. In parentheses, it starts, inevitable, close parentheses, come, and then in parentheses, to pass, close, the command of Allah. Seek you not, then, to hasten it, glory to Allah. And far is Allah above having the partners they ascribe unto Allah. And you may notice when you read, you will see him and he and him, and I chose to place it with Allah. All right. Now we go down, go to the ayat 90 or 89. This is on our rights, our human rights. On to 89. This is Surah 16. We'll look at 89. Okay. 89. And we'll go 89, 90, 91. Ayah 89. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليهم الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين. يوسف علي, one day we shall raise from all people a witness against them from among themselves. And we shall bring you as a witness against these, in parentheses, your people, close parentheses. And we have sent down to you the book explaining all things, a guide, a mercy, and glad tidings to Muslims. Now we go to 90. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي
يعيسوكم لعلكم تذكرون. Yusuf Ali. Allah commands justice, the doing of good and liberality to kith and kin, and Allah forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. Allah instructs you that you may receive admonition. And then we go to 91. وَأَوَّفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Yusuf Ali, fulfill the covenant of Allah. When you have entered into it, and break not your oaths after you have confirmed them. Indeed, you have made Allah your surety, for Allah knows all that you do. Sadaqallahu alazim. Surely, it is Allah's truth, and it is a benefit for all who believe, and a benefit for there nonetheless for those who disbelieve. But the fulfillment being done by those who believe, then the seeing or the acknowledgement or the knowing of the benefit makes it all much better. So this is Care on Air, Civil Rights Hour. You will hear the representatives of Care every other Wednesday. Every other Thursday. So we like to share from Quran so that we are staying connected here, especially on American Muslim 360 broadcast. It is the foundation upon which we stand, upon which all of our mannerism stems from. We thank you for being partners here by listening at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday to hear something on civil rights, on human rights, and on the outcomes for those who go against those rights, both from the victims and from those who are in the oppressive mode, acting upon abusing the human rights. So let's go. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic and gracefully, if we can add to what you are wanting to know, we will do so. Otherwise, you know, we'll search together, right? You're always welcome right here on American Muslim 360 broadcast, where your voice is protected and your intellect is truly respected. Press 1 on your phone if you have any comments. We welcome you. Actually, we would love for you to press 1 and come into the conversation. Again, this is Care on Air, and you can hear the live presenters from Care every other Wednesday, Thursday. So that will be next week. That will be next week on the 18th, inshallah, God willing, they will be present. All right, so we go back now to reading from Human Rights. We see now that from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking truly to the messenger of Allah on how to handle or how to display conduct. And that conduct is displayed after having gone into a contract or a covenant, an understanding, an agreement. And the agreement is, in our mind, of course, Of course, so therefore, with the messenger of Almighty God, taking in, hearing, and then living out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands work. So when we hear the command, it is not a choice, not a want to. It is for every human being to adhere to. And then we do not get the benefits of knowing that we have adhered to and receiving the blessings and knowing, then we will go through difficulties and not realize the benefit has been there all along. And now we do have President 1. Okay, 810-610. Thank you so very much for joining us here on CARE on Air, the most listened to Islamic radio station in the nation. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Defeat the high.
And forgive me. I apologize. Give me one moment, if you don't mind. Deprit the Hadi, it is. I'm going to take a pause for the cause, and we will be, God willing, we'll be right back. All right? Thank you so very, very much for understanding.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you rather be sinless or would you rather sin less? One's impossible to achieve and the other, well, our Lord doesn't ask us to attempt the impossible. Want to know more? Read your Quran or scripture daily. A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Camila Rosa, a proud collaborator with the community White Shura Conference, speaking to you from my native country of Brazil. And I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very heart of families and communities, no matter where we call home. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities from years, regardless of faith, or religion or social economic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlining issues of respect for women that the United States Me Too movement addresses and that helped more Americans to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of your society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. We are with you here in Brazil as we tackle similar issues, and we are encouraged by your stand in America and hope that our voices here will encourage you to stay the course and speak out in the defense of women in America and abroad. To see real change is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or in my community. So talk to your leaders, counselors, and hold workshops in your communities. Invite in experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our societies. Indeed, we want respect for women globally, and that means equal protection and equal respect for our intellect, our work, and our total persons. So, what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum, Los Angeles, California, entertainment capital of the world, Hollywood, home of the stars, is proud to host the Muslim Journal's 16th annual A Time to be Grateful 3-day conference. This year's theme, Embracing the Oneness of Humanity with Faith, Action, and Truth, will kick off Thursday, December 12th with an exciting bus tour with stops along the way. Friday, December 13th, we'll begin with registration and surrounded with an amazing vendor's marketplace. Muslim Journal's press conference with State Senator Stephen Bradford, joined by Assemblywoman Autumn Burke. Suspending all activities for spiritual needs, Juma prayer will be given by Imam Abdul Karim Hassan of Masjid Bilal Islamic Center, followed by a meet and greet session with sports and media personalities. This will be followed by an exciting evening of fun with cultural experiences. Saturday, December 14th, we'll start with informational and interactive workshops with outstanding presenters. This will be followed with an evening of Elegance Awards dinner. Giving our keynote address is Imam Fahim Shuaib of Oakland. Our special guest speaker is a Los Angeles philanthropist, noted for his exceptional passion for African American history and art. Dr. Bernard Kinsey is a successful entrepreneur, and along with his wife Shirley, they have two quotes, or as they describe them, life principles. One is, to whom much is given, much is required, and to live a life with no regrets. We look so forward to have these dynamic speakers this evening. On to Sunday, December 15th, business breakfast and fashion show, closing the conference with an interfaith talim with communities leading leaders. Masjid Bilal Islamic Center's Planning Committee welcomes you to California. We're so looking forward to having you here. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Thank you so very much for your patience. Now to our dear caller, Deprita Hadi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear sister Martha, and to the AM360 listening audience and family. Yes, Deprita Hadi here from Flint, Michigan. Just want to let you know that I'm really inspired by this program. You know, and I have to say, not only this program, you know, all of the programming here on AM360, you know, the wisdom that we get from the program. One may say, oh, I already know that. I was thinking about that. And then some is saying, hey, I didn't even know that. So that, well, so these programs, and especially this one right now that I'm listening to, is just reminding us of where to go and get the answers, you know, and actually acting upon the answer once we receive it. So I just wanted to share that. That came to my mind as I was listening to you and reading the Quran and giving the directives that Allah has given to us in fulfilling contracts that we've set to one another. And that came to mind. I wanted to share it. And I appreciate you so kindly for taking my call.
My pleasure. My pleasure, of course. Yes. And, you know, Deprita, and I know I can admit, step by step, we're being guided. Not that, and everyone who's listening, it's not that we come with everything that we need. Sometimes it comes to us right then on the moment, but our hearts, our minds are open. We're open to it. And that's, I think that's the greatest thing that we can be asked to do is to be open to learn, be open to understand, be open. Therefore, we don't find ourselves falling into the rut of committing acts, excessive acts. You know, there are some things that happen without our intending to do so, and we ask for forgiveness for that. And there are those things that we do intentionally. We should ask for forgiveness for it, but we should first and utmost have an open heart and an open mind and an intent not to do it. So praise be to Almighty God for your comments. But yes,
absolutely.
Yes, and we ask everyone, please, if you want to participate with American Muslim 360 broadcast by way of volunteering behind the scenes, we welcome you. We need you. Yes. And with a Model Community National Resource Directory director here right now online with us, I'm sure she can express to you even better than I the work that it takes to compile, receive the forms and receive the information, and then to go beyond that, asking individuals to please participate. Dipreetha, you want to speak to that Model Community National Resource Directory?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I'm just going to say this because when people don't understand, they just kind of brush things off, you know. Oh, yeah, I hear about them MCNID. Yeah. You want to sign up, volunteer. But, you know, when you start thinking about community development and the role that you can play in the development of that community, you begin to see it different in terms of us coming together in this intelligentsia and coming together, forming this MCNRD, Model Community National Resource Directory. You become to see a bigger picture of it. And, yes, so we're inviting everyone. You've got skills. You've got some knowledge. You know something that I don't know. You got some type of experience that I have not had, and maybe some of the other of us have not had. So, but you also got knowledge and experience of something that someone has seen and don't understand it or don't understand how to cope with it. So, you know, signing in or registering in the Model Communities National Resource Directory, that gives each volunteer a voice. I'm a volunteer. Martha is a volunteer. We're all volunteers here at CWSC AM 360. We're all volunteers. We want to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us. He said he called us all. We got a certain a role. We got a certain task or mission that Allah has put us all on. And in that task or that mission, we become a part of others that have a similar task or a mission or have a task or a mission that we don't know about and need to know about. So registering in the MCNRD, the Model Community National Resource Directory, it gives you the voice, the opportunity. So do that. Go to cwsc.us, that's us, and click on that MCNRD button and register. Register. You may need some assistance. You may be an organization. You might need some help in really getting your organization about to speak. You done prayed to Allah about having it. He's given it to you. But you got this stumbling block there that you need to be able to move ahead and to make the organization come into its vital element that it is meant to be. So when you are part of the MCNRD directory, guess what? You got people right there waiting to assist you in getting that taken care of. So go there, MCNRD, sign, register, and you will be hearing from me. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to hear from me. But you got a lot of information that's going to come once you register. There's going to be a lot of information sent to you anyway. But I'm going to personally give you a call just to see if maybe you – first of all, to give you a human voice, a connection, a human being, a feeling. You know how I am about that feeling. You know, you gotta feel it. So you're gonna be hearing from me. But go there and register. Give your skills. Do something that's gonna enhance your life in this life and the next. And trust me, signing, registering for the MCNRD, that is going to give you an opportunity to do just that. I'm not going to take you any longer. Love you all so kind, and thank you so much, Martha, for giving me the opportunity to just kind of briefly go through and invite the people, the listeners, to register. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And you are more than welcome. Everyone, we want you to know, and I'm going to go ahead and take that lead from you and say, take you out the queue, right? Is that... Praise be to Almighty God. It is a blessing, and we are truly blessed here and to have CARE on air, Civil Rights Hour. We want to know how best to be a citizen We want to know how to follow the laws of the land. We want to know what our benefits are service-wise from our community, from our city, our county, our state, and then from the efforts of the United States. Can you imagine the United States bonded together because they saw the benefit of being together is better? That there's greater strength in being together. Number one, even in the appearance of a contract of uniting. And of course, yes, there were personal situations that got in the way of many of the contracts, but we know that at the convening in Philadelphia, all the personalities had to be placed aside. And what was better for the Union, the uniting force of it all, came to the forefront. And to make sure that there were no personal hierarchism, then the agreement, the seeing the Bill of Rights, seeing that there were offensive situations that were present, and that those offensive situations could not carry the unity that everyone was wanting. First was from the religious front. So it is a blessing to have a constitution. It is a blessing to have that preamble. It is a blessing to have those words written down as to what the function is first, what the ground rules are, who is protected, and what is to be done should those rules be broken. And at the same time, the population of people that gathered in certain territories, and those territories became states, and then they had their own constitution, but their constitution does not override the United Constitution, the efforts of it. We will hear words such as terms as states' rights, but that takes it more back into the offensive state of being, because we understand what happened in this country, United States of America. And we have the opportunity now to view what's happening in other countries, nations, people rising up against the good, flaring up animosity, and then thousands and thousands of lives are at stake, innocent lives, because of the ill action. So we turn everyone, all of our minds, to the Quran. Whatever you are following as a text of revelation from the Almighty, know that the Quran is the fulfillment of even that. So as you're fulfilling your contract agreed upon with between you and your Lord, and you're acting it out, playing it out in your life with your neighborly needs, with your concern for your families, you are living out the Quran. So when we read the Quran, it should be no different than your text. Thank you for listening. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and you heard the voice of Dipritha Hadi. And we ask that you join us this evening at 7 p.m. for the Journey of the Journal. And then perhaps we will have the host, Kareem Hamid, and following him, God willing, will be Mark Shaheed and co-host Princess Aziz, with Parenting and Family Reconstruction. Inshallah, God willing, they will be present. And following that, Not Just Talk with Mahasin Abdul Salam and Michael Hamid, co-hosts. Thank you once again for listening to the most listened to Islamic radio station in the nation. And don't forget, go to am360.org. Sign up with the MCNRD by going to cwsc.us and leave your comments at the comment line at 910-317-0297. Tweet us, CWSHURAA, or Facebook us at Community Wise Shura Conference. We welcome you and we thank you. And don't forget, that big blue button on the website, donate. We're tuning out for now with Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. Assalamu alaikum.